You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. Again, we are the show that does what we say. We lean into the local community here in Greater Green Bay. And it's not to say we're not concerned about everything else that's going on in the state, in the United States, and over in Switzerland. But today we are going to focus on the Greater Green Bay community. And really interesting guest. We've been trying to get her on for a while, and she is in studio. And my guest today is Jessica Adams. Now, she's the senior manager with the Wisconsin Watch. It's a nonprofit, nonpartisan, I like that, investigative journalism organization serving communities across the state. So Jessica has like a ton of experience, more than a decade of experience in nonprofit leadership, community engagement, partnership building. She has deep roots in Northeast Wisconsin. We love that. And now helps lead Wisconsin's Watch efforts to strengthen local journalism, expand community partnerships, and ensure residents, especially here in Brown County, that we have access to high quality, trustworthy investigative reporting. So, Jessica, welcome. Glad you are here.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here today.
All right. So, I don't know that a lot of people have heard about your organization. I know it's been around,
16 years,
16
I believe.
Years, yes. Yeah. So, tell me, like in your own words, like what is the mission statement of your organization, and kind of tell us about it, and how would you describe it in your own words, the Wisconsin Watch?
Sure. As I had said, we've been around about 16 years. We're one of, if not the state's oldest nonprofit independent journalism nonprofit news organization. And we're really focused more so on in-depth reporting with investigative journalism being more of our strong suit for that.
I was telling some people you're on the show today, that's got to be like one of the hottest things right now, investigative reporting, it's been happening in D.C., and now, of course, you see our sister state here, Minnesota. And do you have, like, people knocking your door down for jobs? I think that would be a really cool job.
I think it's really great. I am, myself, I'm not a reporter or a journalist, but I say I've been journalism adjacent my whole life. My mom was a reporter for the Door County Advocate up in Sturgeon Bay. Mm-hmm. And my brother actually formed his own nonprofit investigative journalism organization in Montana. But yeah, we know that investigative journalism is one of the more expensive. You know, it might take months, potentially up to years, for a story to come about through all their deep investigation and research and everything. So when they really started cutting news, when there was more of a decline in news organizations, investigative journalism was one of the first to be cut. And so 16 years ago, our founders, Andy and Dee Hall, were investigative journalists themselves and found this to be important and really wanted us to focus on that. And so we just see so much value in having that quality, that depth, and that accountability that we need. Not only for the state, the nation, but also here in Northeast Wisconsin.
So you're a 501c3, which is, of course, a nonprofit organization. You investigate journalism and obviously you find something out, but you don't get paid for that. I mean, how do you fund your organization?
That's an excellent question. So since we are a nonprofit, and since we are independent, that we do need to a lot of our funding comes from national organizations that fund that. So like myself, I'm funded by the American Journalism Project. And but we do really rely on funding from people like you and the listeners today. So that's one of the things that we're trying to work to expand is our membership here in Northeast Wisconsin to be able to do all the investigative reporting and the deep in-depth reporting that we want to do and that we know that we've seen gaps for in the community. That's kind of what my role has been as the director of partnerships is a lot of community listening, meeting with people one-on-one, doing community listening sessions, focus groups to see what the gaps are, because we do know that it's not a news desert in the sense that we're rural and we don't have news organizations available here, but we know that there is still a gap and a need of people needing some information that's not being reported on. I was on the county board, and at the time that I served, there wasn't a lot of coverage that was happening, unless it was something salacious like the coal piles. And so we want to make sure that we see the local information as people's information and a public good, and we want to make that available for them. And so all of our information is available for free. It's available and reshared. All of our information can be reshared through the Press Gazette, the Press Times. Our latest story done on Kewaunee was just picked up by PBS Wisconsin. And so all of that can be reshared and republished at no cost.
But what if they don't choose to do that? Do you have your own website we can go to? Because you have a lot of stories. Before I get to that, but when you talk about investigative reporting, really it's government accountability,
mm-hmm.
I mean, which is important. And
yes.
I would agree with you that it's, you know, even it was a while ago when I was in office, but, you know, we shared a parking lot with the Press Gazette
mm-hmm.
and WBAY Chengdu, which was at that time, I don't watch TV, but at that time was the largest, like their ratings were good. And they were, you know, 100 yards away. They just mm-hmm. walk over. And we always had people covering mm-hmm. us. Now, I will say, I think we had a lot of stuff going on. But even if it's not going on, there's always a story there. You wouldn't meet if you didn't have to do something. And so I think that's cool. And then I was just reading a little bit up on you. And so healthcare and education, that's one of your focuses as well?
Yes. We, through my listening sessions, that those have been some of the top issues that we've been hearing. And I know that we do also work collaboratively. We're in a... it started as the new news lab, Northeast Wisconsin News Lab, with the Press Gazette, the Press Times, and we're continuing that work through a partnership with Press Forward that's managed by the Greater Green Bay Community Foundation. And we just actually contracted a media landscape study with researchers at UWGB. And one of the things they talked about is the things that people are most interested in wanting to hear in Northeast Wisconsin is healthcare, public safety, other basic needs. And so
when you talk about justice and public safety, is that the whole immigration thing? Does that fall under that? Is that something that you investigate? Because it's
yes, we do have a statewide team and some reporters based out of Madison and Milwaukee. And that has been a topic that they've been covering.
Interesting. So Wisconsin Watch, there's a lot of other news outlets. You just mentioned a bunch of them. And, so why are you that different? Because they kind of pride themselves in, you know, I can't think of what a station is, but, you know, investigative reporter, so-and-so. But what makes Wisconsin Watch distinct from some of these other outlets?
I think that our really more of our long depth, investigative journalism is giving us more opportunity to kind of get into the meat and potatoes of some of these issues. So we're not necessarily breaking news, although we broke the news about the possibility of opening the power plant back in Kewaunee and about the data center that's no longer going to be researched there. So we can do that, but it's more that we are focused on more of that, like I said, in-depth reporting, but also just working to see what we can do. We say we like to complete, not compete. So we're not going to try to create any redundancies with our other newsrooms that are here in the area, but to find gaps in those areas. So whether it's there's no coverage of the county board, which there is some, but is there more that we can do to cover that? Or are there evergreen explainers that we can do? One of the things I've heard a lot in my listening sessions is people really just not having as much civic understanding of what's going on in local government, and people even not knowing what a county board supervisor does, what a county clerk does, what an incumbent is. And so being able to find ways to do evergreen, so something that can be used regularly, right, and it doesn't really get outdated, like explainers that we can put up there to show people this is what's happening, and be able to spend a little bit more time and take a different approach.
I would agree that I think civics just, I don't know, some of us had it in high school. It's your teacher that makes you interested in it. You know, the subject can be interesting, but if you get the right teacher, like I had one in high school that was like, it was all like stories he told about. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, that's cool. And he also said that, he was nice about it. He's like, these guys are nothing special. You know, I mean, just they're just like you and me that get elected. But what I like what you do, and I'm not sure everyone does, is listening sessions. And I think it's important to kind of get out and coffee, whatever it is, with people. So, and I know you've been doing that for a while, but is there something that really stood out to you? And like, what have you learned from the community listening sessions in Brown County? Is there a major issue, or is just a lot of little things? And besides your perceived or their perceived lack of knowledge of how the system works.
Sure. I love the listening sessions. I love getting into the community and hearing what people have to say. And I think you had mentioned at the top of the show that most of my background had been in social work. And so I love being able to talk to the community, hear what they're seeing as their gaps. And one of the biggest things that we had been seeing, in addition to that civic understanding, is also like just basic needs of whether it's housing, childcare issues, where the food pantries are. Those are some of the things. Environment has been a really big one that we were a little bit surprised about, and that covers a lot of different areas. And some of the things are covered by other organizations, but somehow it must not be getting through to the people because they're saying they're not hearing about it. So we need to find other pathways to get them to do that. So we were looking at expanding through like a multimedia approach. And we've done some expansion in the past year with our social media and doing fact briefs and videos of our stories and getting that out to the younger folks.
Right. That is great. We're going to take a quick break here, but when I come back, first question I'm going to ask you is how residents can get involved,
you know,
because I talk about that. We're going to be right back. I'm with Jessica Adams, who is the senior manager at Wisconsin Watch. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everyone, to Lean Local. As mentioned, our special guest in-house is Jessica Adams, who's the Director of Partnership for Northeast Wisconsin for the organization called Wisconsin Watch. And we're going to get right back to this. But before, I want to thank one of our sponsors. You know, we cost a little bit of money to put these shows on. And one of my favorites is Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And for your New Year's resolutions, the sky's the limit with Pella's 0% interest for 4 years finance offer. No payments, no interest for 4 years. Wish I would have had that when I got my windows. Think of everything you can do in 4 years. And there's just a lot of things that you can do and not pay this interest to Pella. So start your own journey toward meeting your personal goals and enjoy Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features custom made for your home. The deal ends January 31st, so get on it. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. And again, you've heard me say this before, but we did that, right? My house is 115 years old, but they came over and 45 minutes and just gave us all these options on doors and windows. And we did that. And of course, we haven't replaced them since then. They're just very quality. The house is quieter. And of course, the heat stays in and the air conditioning stays in. And they look good too. You know, the windows on my house maybe wouldn't be the same windows you choose in your house, because if your house was built in the 80s, it wasn't built, you know, in 1915. So anyway, PellaWI.com is a great place for your windows and doors. So as I mentioned, Jessica Adams is in-house, and we're talking about when you look at the mission statement, to increase the quality, quantity, and understanding of investigative journalism to foster and inform citizens and strengthen democracy. That's a very admirable mission statement. And they do a lot of listening sessions to find out what are we interested in. Is it the environment? Is it public safety? Is it economic development? And some of us know about this organization, and some of us don't. So how? Just let me ask you: how can residents get involved with Wisconsin Watch?
That's a great question. Thank you. Yeah. So we are using journalism as the tool that we want to make communities strong, informed, and connected. And so we're trying to find ways to reach folks through social media. We're an online news organization, and so we're available online. We have our website. You can search for any of our stories on there. We are on all forms of social media. We have a newsletter, so it can come directly to your inbox. That's one of the things that reminds me of one of my favorite quotes I did at one of my listening sessions at the local library. Is somebody said they want their news to just appear for them. They don't want to have to go looking for it. And so that's something with our newsletters can really make it easier for you to just get it to your inbox. We right now have 3, soon to be 4, with our Northeast newsletter that's going to be launching here in February. And so you'll have 4 different options depending on what type of news you want to receive in your inbox. But
okay, yeah. So tell me the website. Do you have that? I just want to make sure our listeners have that. We'll put it on our
WisconsinWatch.org.
Okay, that's easy enough. And the newsletter, same. How do we subscribe to your newsletter?
When you are on our website, it should show up as a pop-up alert. I think it recognizes that you're new to that domain, and it should come as a pop-up and say, these are our 3 newsletters. Which one would you like to receive? And you can select one or all 3 or soon to be the 4th.
Cool. And then you talked about earlier about membership, the cost to join in your organization, or how, what is a membership? What did you mean by that?
So by membership, if anyone can be a member, no cost necessary. So we want people to have free, accessible news that is available to them on any of these platforms. And so when we say member, that's kind of just subscribing for free. But of course, if you become a recurring donor, we like to have people think of it as that way too, by being more invested in the news that they receive and having a little bit of ownership over it that way through the
Awesome.
Although we don't accept, when I say ownership, I just want to clarify and say that we don't receive any anonymous donations, and they don't have a say in the editorial part of it at all.
Okay. Somebody got to remind
so
people of that.
Yeah, no, you can't be bought.
Yeah, it's like, so again, we talked a little bit about, you know, the topics that you kind of focus in with your investigative reporting, you know, government accountability and healthcare, education, economic, environmental issues, and justice and public safety. But, you know, when I hear the word investigative and journalism and what's going on in the world, there's so much fraud going on. I mean, really, you see stuff in Minnesota, but even before that, you know, when Musk kind of put his little group together and started sniffing around. And then I have a friend of mine who, you know, I'll tell you what he does, but he said this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, he says it's everywhere. Is that something that you're going to add to your list here, or is it in one of these four things that I read off? Is that a government accountability? Is that where do you do that investigative? Are you going to go and put the smackdown on somebody that's been taking government subsidies and go and check them out and say, really, is that really money really going to where you say it's going? Mm-hmm. And maybe it is. Probably is, but maybe it's not.
Yes. And
hold that thought, because we are out of time. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Jim Schmidt with Lean Local with our very special guest in-house, Jessica Adams. We'll be right back.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local. We have a very interesting show going on, and we kind of left off asking the question with Jessica Adams, who is the one of the managing people at Wisconsin Watch, about investigative journalism and the things she's working on. And with all this fraud going on that you're hearing about, is that something that your organization is going to elevate?
Yes, excellent question. I want to preface again by saying I am not part of the editorial team, so I'm not part of the writing, but that is something that, yes, that they do cover. And our statewide team, we're just getting going with starting here in Northeast Wisconsin and having reporters here on the ground and covering stories here. But previously, I know that there's been some deep investigative reports that actually came out with a judge in Outagamie County, and we did a podcast on it, and it was very successful. And I think that since then, there's been some major changes within the court system in Outagamie. And so we track all that impact, and we use that to apply for more grants. And any time that we kind of uncover some of that stuff is really important. And we also think that this, we are the antidote to some of that, in the fact that we had a very big election last year with the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. And there were a lot of dark money organizations that were creating these fake newspapers, and you would see them. They were popping up all over. Everyone was kind of confused. It looked like it had local information, but as to who was producing it, you didn't know. You couldn't find information about that. And so that was about the same time that I was starting to be on the ground and introducing folks in Northeast Wisconsin to Wisconsin Watch if they hadn't heard about us yet. And they were a little dubious, and they didn't know. They're like, who are you? What is this? And I was like, nope, I live here. I'm a real legit, news organization. You know, I've served on the county board here. I work in the community. But there was a lot of concern, and people like from the chamber and other organizations didn't like that these fake news organizations were popping up and taking their information and reproducing it as their own news.
So you figured that out. You looked into it. And then to tell people, wait a minute, this may look like a news headline, Packers this or whatever. And then you actually read into it and it's all trying to smear somebody or promote someone, right? And how did we learn that these were not legit pieces of media, qualified media?
You know, just the lack of transparency and following the money and seeing where did these come from, who's paying for it, and then you find it's some outside organization who's producing it, who's not even from the state, and they say it's the Denmark news or, you know, something.
Right.
They're saying they were popping up all over. And so people were unsure. And so working on like media literacy and, you know, showing people like this is how you can tell. And, you know, are they local and can you email an actual reporter or can you contact someone on the business team and ask them a question? I think those are all.
And a lot of those answers were no. Mm-hmm. But then my question is, though, how do I become aware of that? Is Channel 2, did the Press Gazette pick all that all up? Because that's really good information.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we talked earlier about, you know, maybe people aren't really plugged in on how everything works. And that's interesting for them to know that, look, you may be getting some things that look like a newspaper that aren't. So you figured it out. You discovered it. You kind of got, you know, behind the veil on that. But my question is, how does that get to somebody like me and constituents?
Are you asking specifically like a story like that?
Yeah,
or like, just like how are you more discerning about?
Do I have to be a membership to get that?
No.
Okay.
No, you do not have to be a member.
But
yeah.
Did Channel 2 pick, did Fox 11 pick it up? Did, you know, because that's big news. I think that's really, really important.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And that's something that we really try to be transparent about and why we say we're always listening to the community and just show that we're here, we're walking around, we're having focus groups, we have a tip line, you can contact the report anytime we do a story, folks are able to follow up with one of the reporters and ask more clarifying questions, or sometimes it leads to more tips that you can further investigate the story more. And so we think that accountability reporting is important. And it's really important with that local stuff too, to see, because I don't think that we have an access problem. It's more of a quality problem nationwide. Folks are watching the evening news and when we are doing a lot of information with people, listening sessions, they sometimes conflate what's local news and what's national. Right. And they kind of so we're trying to really get people to focus on things here.
Okay. It seems like you're doing a lot of good work. And my concern is that it's not getting to everyone. So I would just suggest that you get your own podcast and do something weekly. I think people would tune in for that because this is all super interesting stuff. I mean, from the environment to fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Or talk to these guys and get a show on Civic Media. I don't know. But but the word's got to get out there a little bit more.
And
on
we
what's
do
going
collaborate
on.
With Civic Media, too. So
yeah.
We appreciate
good.
Them as well.
So I want to talk about you for a second. So what attracted you to be director of partnerships?
I mentioned most of my career has been in social work, which is such important work in our communities. I did a lot with gender-based violence prevention and housing and homelessness, which I know is an issue you care about as well. And so we really need those social workers and people on the ground doing that direct service. And then I went and was elected to county board and being able to think about those issues more from a governance side, policy side, I felt like I was able to kind of help those issues on a bigger level. And then when thinking about it, it's like, how can we address these issues even more, get more people to know about it? And to me, it's journalism, again, as the tool to showing people any issue. There's a quote that's in the field that we always talk about, any issue that's the issue that you care about, journalism should be the second thing so that we can report on that issue. And so really shining a spotlight on those issues in our community. And people talk about it all the time. They are sick of hearing about the doom and gloom and how things are feel so negative in the news, and they want to hear what's happening in the community. They want to hear. Right. And we've done a couple spotlight features. We have a town square, we call it. It's a photo essay. And we've featured a couple nonprofits that Amanda's House being one of them here, and doing a photo essay about the residents and what they're doing, and how, just shining a spotlight on different nonprofits like that. More people can be aware, and then hopefully they can get more donors and then address those issues on a larger level.
Yeah. And just a lot of good stuff going on. I'm serious about you getting your own podcast.
I love it.
So what, you have a lot of partnerships. You rattled off a few of them, but is there one that you're most excited about in Northeast Wisconsin? Or are they all good? And I'm glad you brought up the homelessness. I was going to ask you about that. And that, you're right. I work in that field, and it needs more attention. It just does. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering, with your partnerships, is there something you're really glamming on to, or are they all good? Is something you're excited about this year in 2026?
That's a great question. One of the things when you've asked, like, how people can get the news and be available, and we really want to try to find other alternatives to folks to receive the information. And so we've been focusing lately on social media, and we're going to be doing some partnering with some influencers who I think Wisconsinites will recognize who they are, and it really helps us to spread the word further. So these people who people know on social media, when they can get tagged as a co-collaborator with us on the story and sharing it out, we can get our message spread even further.
You can be really careful with who
that's true
influencer is.
That is very true.
And look, I'm a little older than you, but social media, it's just, I have this like innate distrust for it, because it's just so good. And then with AI, it's like, is that really him saying that? And whereas you're credible, everybody knows you. That's why I would go back. Hearing it from you, I think, is better. But if you get a great influencer, we had a meeting one time, talked about influencers and, you know, movie stars and, I don't know, athletes. They're good. But if somebody, like, I always thought like a coach would be a good influencer. You know, some high school coach that's been around forever. Or it's like, okay, this, everybody likes him. He's been around for 30 years. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what you do, because I'm glad
if there's
that
any Packer coaches listening.
Like, it's a good one.
Share one of our stories. Go ahead.
A good one just went to Miami. So, but all right. So, investigative journalism, that's a growing field, you feel?
I think traditionally in the past 20 years, it's been shrinking. There's been, I had mentioned earlier that we are partially funded through the American Journalism Project, and their CEO, Sarah Beth Bierman, just did a piece for the New York Times, an opinion piece, really highlighting since 2005, more than 3,500 newspapers have closed their doors.
Yeah.
And it's on average 2 close every week. And so there's just been a big gap in you know, the number of newsrooms reporting and the number of reporters within those newsrooms. And so that's, like I said, the investigative part is the most expensive, so that gets cut. But there are this nonprofit news network has really been growing, and more people are kind of turning to this as a method of being able to get that through. And so I think more people are hiring that now.
Good. And we give credit to Civic Media. I mean, they kind of came into town and said, you know, we need more local things. And, you know, I don't want to say anything negative, but the Press Gazette has really trimmed down. I mean, they used to be a big organization, and, you know, now it's pretty much skeleton. And the local news, a half hour, I mean, they're not going to cover your story. Maybe they want to, but at the end of the day, it's 9-10 minutes of commercials. And then for whatever reason, people in Green Bay want to hear the weather 3 times. And then sports and then some national news. And they only give us just this handful of, and there's stuff going on, and this is important, but there's a lot of other stuff going on that's pretty cool that's locally too. So I think that's great that you're looking at different outlets. Okay, last break, and then we are going to wrap up with you. I got a few questions on the future of your organization and the future of you. I want to talk a little bit more about that and see if you can get back into politics. Okay. I think you might belong there. All right, this is Lean Local, Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to the last segment. You have a very interesting guest here, Jessica Adams, and this whole Wisconsin Watch. Great organization. And we're going to get back to it, talk a little bit about Jessica, her political plans, and what she can be doing, because this is important stuff to our local community. And sometimes it gets overshadowed by sports and weather and other things. And, you know, this is the real deal, you know, government accountability and healthcare and just, you know, everything that public safety and justice. That's what people need to hear about. And it's going to help them feel better about our community once they learn about it. Because, you know, a lot of rumors or a lot of fear out there. It's like, wait a minute. No. That's not what's going on, man. We got our arms around this thing. But before I do, I just want to, again, another great sponsor that we have here is Nicolet Bank. Love these guys. I've known them since they began some 20 some years ago. But in a world that feels increasingly complicated, it's refreshing to work with a bank that really keeps things simple. Honesty, stability, and trust. And that's what Nicolet stands for. And I banked there, and we've done work with them as a community. My business banked with them as well. For individuals and families in Green Bay, Nicolet offers personal banking, straightforward, secure, and centered on long-term relationships. You know, whether it's checking and savings, home lending, financial planning, their goal isn't just a transaction. It's really helping people make confident financial decisions. And Nicolet, you're more than an account. And that is really true. They have the best personal service there. You're a neighbor. And that commitment to personal service is why so many people choose Nicolet Bank. If you value trust, community, and real people behind your banking, Nicolet Bank is the place to be. So, give them a call. They've got some 54 branches now. And the other thing I want to plug them on, that's they're so good for the community. I mean, they help us out at the homeless shelter. They do the city deck. They do a lot of activities downtown and throughout Greater Green Bay. So we love them for that. So Jessica Adams with Wisconsin Watch, you got a lot going on, and you feel good about where this is going. And again, I want just to remind our listeners again that you got to get plugged into this. This is really, really important. And their website is wisconsinwatch.org. Get on there. You can sign up. They've got a newsletter that comes out. There's membership that you can be part of. And, you know, this is a good organization. And if you got an opportunity to donate something, send it their way, because these are the kind of things that we need to know about here in Green Bay. So you served on the county board. I did that a long time ago. Politics back in your future someday?
I'm not sure. As of right now, with my role, even though county board's a nonpartisan office, we think that just making sure that there's no conflict of interest at all, to show that I'm not like influencing anything. So as of right now, while at Wisconsin Watch, no politics in my future, but I feel strongly about making sure people have access to the information they need to be successful in their lives. And so, so that's what we're focusing on in that way.
And we're both come out of the elected world, and it's sometimes frustrating how hard we as candidates work and how few voters vote, you know, and but we're doing on this show, and thanks for coming on, this week, but for the next three shows, we're having candidates come on that have primaries, because that's very low voter turnout. I mean, and these people, you look at these numbers, they win by 7-13
Right.
It's like, that is not
very
a lot. So we have, there's a number of primaries going on. I'm really pleased about there. 2 years ago, 67% of the people were unopposed, and it's less than that this year, which is good. That means more people are getting engaged. So, and we feel here at Lean Local, that's part of our responsibility is to, educate the community. And it's only going to be 7.5 minutes per candidate because there's so many of them.
Sure.
But, the questions are going to be, tell me about yourself and why are you doing this and what do you hope to achieve? And so that's going to be interesting. So I hope people tune in and listen to this show when we talk about politics. And when you were out on the campaign trail, did you do newsletters, Facebook? What was your thing to communicate?
Yeah, I was using mostly social media. It seemed a lot of folks were connected on Facebook. So I had done that. I'd done, I think I did two mailers that I had sent out. And then anytime Press Times or Press Gazette asked for information, I made sure that I filled that out and answered all those questions, which I think is so important.
It is. The other thing I think that's really important, I'm going to ask the candidates too, if you're listening, how are you going to continue to communicate? You know, they communicate before the election, but we've had some people in our district, the only time we hear from them is at election time. No newsletters. And we were big into that when back in the day. So anyway.
My city council person hand delivers his own in De Pere, his own newsletter like regularly. I love that.
That is awesome. And I love what you're doing. We just got a couple minutes left. Kyle, anything going on in Green Bay that we want our constituents to, see I'm impacting politics, our listeners,
yes,
to know about that's exciting?
Nothing that's really standing out to me this weekend.
Okay. We'll prepare, Kyle. So, and then, Con, you just want to give us some news that we lost a good coach, or are we good with that?
Yeah, we lost Jeff Hafley. He was a great defensive coordinator, only 1 year with us, but he's on a bigger and better things, head coach for the Miami Dolphins. So good for him.
Oh, so he picked up a few million in this move?
Yeah, yes, he did. And he picked up warmer weather, too, as well. So.
It's a good time to talk about that. Yeah, I know that we're going to talk a little bit about the winter market on Broadway, but got iced.
I just, because I'm like able to thank you, too, for all that you're doing for educating the community, because like you were sharing with the county clerk about the election races and how to get involved. I think that's a perfect example of how people can see how they can be engaged in their community. So I really appreciate that.
Good. We'll work on that together. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We will see you next week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.